the family of Christ, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is 2 Chronicles chapter 28. And as you start off with the word of prayer, Almighty loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day, I want to thank you for the gift of life, I want to thank you for the gift of provision, I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts and our actions, and what you have done and what you have failed to do. May you come and be with us, Father, may you protect us, and may you guide us, and may you continue being with us in every step of the journey that we make. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's wonder chapter. Ahaz, king of Judah. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. And like David, his father, he did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He followed the ways of the kings of Israel and also made idols for worshipping the Baals. He burned sacrifices in the valley of Ben Hinnom and sacrificed his children in the fire, engaging in detestable practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before the Israelites. He offered sacrifices and burnt incense at the high places, on the hilltops, and under every spreading tree. Therefore, the Lord his God delivered him into the hands of the king of Aram. The Arameans defeated him and took many of his people as prisoners and brought them to Damascus. He was given into the hands of the king of Israel, who inflicted heavy casualties on him. And one day, Pekah son of Remaliah killed 120,000 soldiers in Judah, because Judah had forsaken the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Zikri, an Ephraim warrior, killed Maaseiah, the king's son, Azrikam, the officer in charge of the palace, and Elkanah, second to the king. The men of Israel took captive from their fellow Israelites, who were with Judah, 200,000 wives, sons, and daughters. They also took a great deal of plunder, which they carried back to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord named Oded was there, and he went out to meet the army. When he returned to Samaria, he said, "Because the Lord, the God of your ancestors, was angry with Judah, he gave them into your hands, but you have slaughtered them in rage that reaches to heaven. And now you intend to make the men and women of Judah and Jerusalem your slaves? But aren't you also guilty of the sins against the Lord your God? Now listen to me. Send back the Israelites you have taken as prisoners, for the Lord's fierce anger rests on you." Then some of the leaders in Ephraim, Azariah son of Jehohanan, Berechiah son of Meshilomoth, Jehikiz son of Shalom, and Amasa son of Hadlai, confronted those who were arriving from the war. "You must not bring the prisoners here," they said, "or we will be guilty before the Lord. Do you intend to add to our guilt or sin? For our guilt is really great, and his fierce anger rests on us." So the soldiers gave up the prisoners and plunder in presence of the officials and the assembly. The men designated by name took the prisoners, and from the plunder they clothed all those who were naked. They provided them with clothes and sandals, food and drink, and healing balm. All those who were weak they put on donkeys, so they took them back to their fellow Israelites at Jericho, the city of palms, and returned to Samaria. At that time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria for help. The Edomites had again come and attacked Judah and carried away the prisoners. When the Philistines had raided the towns in the full hilt and in the Negev of Judah, they captured and occupied Beth Shemeth, Aijalon, and Gedethroth, as well as Sokom, Timnah, and Gimzo, with their surroundings. The Lord had humbled Judah because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he had promoted wickedness in Judah and had been most unfaithful to the Lord. Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him, but he gave him trouble instead of help. Ahaz took some of the things from the temple of the Lord and from the royal palace from the officials and presented them to the king of Assyria, but that did not help him. In the time of trouble, King Ahaz became even more unfaithful to the Lord. He offered sacrifices to the gods of Damascus, who had defeated him, For he thought, since the God of the kings of Aram have helped them, I will sacrifice to them so that they help me. But they were his downfall and the downfall of all Israel. Ahaz, together with the furnishings from the temple of the Lord, and cut them in pieces. He shut the doors of the Lord's temple and set up altars in every street corner in Jerusalem. In every town in Judah, he built high places to burn sacrifices to other gods and aroused the anger of the Lord, the God of his ancestors. The other events of his reign and all his ways from beginning to the end are written in the book of Kings of Judah. Ahaz rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of Jerusalem, but he was not placed in the tombs of the kings of Israel. And Hezekiah, his son, succeeded him as king. And there is our short wonder chapter for today. I think I just have one or two messages that I want us to pick. And the first message comes from verse 5. And what does verse 5 tell us? Verse 5 says, therefore the Lord his God delivered him into the hands of the king of Aram. The Arameans defeated him and took many of his people as prisoners and brought them to Damascus. He was given into the hands of the king, who inflicted heavy pain on him. Amen. So many times we as Christians go through ups and downs. Amen. You start doing something and things are not adding up. You try doing ABC, things are not adding up, you know? Name it. Sometimes we start, can I say, programs, we start situations that don't end in our favor. We are not successful in them. We do not achieve our goals. We do not achieve what we wanted to achieve. Why? It's because we do not include God in it. In them, rather. We want to do them on our own. You know, we want to rely on our own strength. We think we can without the Lord. But the Bible is telling us that if we exclude the Lord from our programs, then what do we expect? Defeats. If you exclude the Lord from the things that we do not do, don't expect success from it. The Lord is the, can I say, the birth to all success. He is the one who gives and he's the one who takes. So in everything that we do, if we want to be successful in life, we have to include the Lord. And how do we include the Lord? By worshiping him, by reading the Bible, by respecting his commands. You see, everyone just wants to be successful. I've told you this so many times, but not so many people want to, you know, put in that effort. They don't want to listen to the Lord. But the Bible today is reminding us that if we distance ourselves from the Lord, we are literally distancing ourselves from success. And if we go to verse 10 says, and now you intend to make the men and women of Judah and Jerusalem your slaves, but aren't you also guilty of the sins against the Lord your God? Amen. So many times we commit sin one way or another. You know, sometimes we've even gotten so comfortable in the sins that we commit. After all, so-and-so also does this, so-and-so also does this. I'm not alone, A, B, C, D. But the Bible is telling us that's not the way to go. The Bible today is telling us that ain't the way to go. We should never, ever be comfortable in sin. It's not our portion. And the devil, the enemy, will always try to make sure that you are very comfortable in that place of sin that you are in. He will give you every perfect excuse to make sure you stay there. Because so-and-so is doing this, you can also do. No. As children of God, we have to find remorse. We have to find pain. Why? Because the sins that we commit deeply hurt and sadden the Lord. They make him feel so bad. They break his heart. Why would you be okay with it? Why do you want to be a snake? Why do you want to backstab the Lord? Trust me, at the end of the day, it's us who pay, and we pay a hefty price for it. And lastly, verse 24. Ahaz gathered together the furnishings from the temple of the God and cut them into pieces. He shut down the doors of every temple and set them at the streets of every corner in Jerusalem. We see Ahaz stealing from the Lord's temple. We see him stealing furnishings. We see him stealing the gold, silver, and everything. Why? Because he was in trouble and he put his pride that he did not want to reach to the Lord. He did not want to connect with the Lord. He wanted to look for human solutions. He was looking for a temporary solution. So he decides to remove all the things and wants to donate them to the gods of the kings that are defeating him, because he thought that, hey, these gods are giving this king's victory over me. Maybe if I pray to them, I will also get victory. So many times we have stolen from the Lord one way or another. I know you may be trying to say, but I have never, ABCD. There are so many ways that we steal from the Lord. For example, you say, oh Lord Jesus, I'm going to sacrifice this and this for you. I'm going to give this time for you. And when the time comes, you're doing ABCD. You're getting an excuse after an excuse. You are stealing from the Lord. You promised him time and you're using it for a different thing. You are stealing from the Lord. And trust me, we will be held accountable on the final day for all those empty promises that we made to the Lord and we did not keep. That's what I had for you today. Get some time. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 28. What do you understand? What message comes to your head? Feel free to write to us at dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of protection. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. All the times that we have gone astray, all the times that we have been so comfortable in our sins, Father, all the times that we have stolen from you, we pray that may you forgive us, Father, and may you always continue protecting us and directing us in the way that you desire. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.